Len Dawson, when Marty came to Kansas City, he was clearly the best coach I ever played for. He established a sense of belief in the system, laying that brick play by play. He still uses those phrases with the Chargers, but there's a different Marty that I see, because I know back in the days with the Chiefs, when you went to talk with Marty in his office, you were dancing, if you will, on a two-edged sword. You had to deal with Marty that was not comfortable with letting his players be leaders on the field. How has he changed?
First of all, how is Rolf? That's what I want to know. How's he doing?
Hey, Len, great talking to you.
Yeah, you doing all right?
I am. Thank you very much. Yourself?
I know what you've gone through. That's wonderful that you're feeling good. Anyway, Marty Schottenheimer. Okay. Nick, didn't they used to bet on when the first time he was going to cry at one of the meetings? He was very good at that. But he has some people, man. He's got some players on that team. You know, when he was here in Kansas City, he had a wonderful defense with Derek Thomas, Neil Smith, and all those guys. But he didn't have that offense to go along with it. But now in San Diego, he's got the whole shebang, man. He's got the offense and the defense that can compete against anybody. When you're looking at personnel, who has better personnel than the San Diego Chargers? I think most people feel that they're the best team in the National Football League. And Marty, you know, as you grow older, you know, you do mellow somewhat, and I think that's probably what he's doing. Like Rolf has said, he's mellowing somewhat and letting other people do their jobs and not try to do the whole thing. You can't do the whole thing these days in the National Football League. You better hire some people that know what they're doing and let them do it. And if they can't do it right, then you get some new people. But Marty, when you look at his record, Cleveland, Kansas City, Washington, San Diego, is he a good coach? You better believe he's a good coach, because he has won in all of those areas. And the one thing that he hasn't done, he hasn't won a Super Bowl. But this year, he has an excellent chance.